Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Papa?
Hello? Oh, that's for the bonus.
I thought we were going to do that.
Papa?
No, it's for the bonus show. There's naughty words in it.
Oh, I didn't. You didn't tell me that.
Did oh, well, you? Yeah, I wrote it.
Did you tell me that?
I wrote in the subject line of the email for the bonus show.
You should convey that to him, too, out of fairness to Papa.
Yeah, thank you, Oscar.
No, because I don't get a lot of material on Thursday. hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry. Hey, we have a little dead air once in a while. Rob thought we were doing one thing. I thought we were doing another. But that doesn't matter because we're here.
Yes.
We're queer. We're not going skiing. We're very, very excited. And we're winding down to the holiday. The holiday.
We're gearing up. We're gearing up for the holiday.
What? You call it gearing up. I call it winding down. I mean, what's the difference?
Well, you get excited because you know what? It's Christmas.
Yeah. It's the most wonderful time.
There's certainly a malaise. That's, I think, come over all of us, except for you, Mike. You look great.
No, I'm with you. I got plenty of legs. By the way, I'll talk about it in the body of the show. I took the miracle drug last night. I took a miracle drug. I took a miracle drug. There will be something in my over-the-counter medicine cabinet forever.
It's an over-the-counter.
I don't want to get into it right now. I want to get into it in the body of the show.
All right.
Because it deserves its own little segment. But I will tell you, not 9, not 10. I think with a pee break, I don't count the pee break, about 10 and a half to 11 hours of sleep.
Whoa.
If you count the pee break, 12 hours of sleep.
Mrs. O'Mara went to bed at 11 because she watched the Survivor finale.
Oh,
I can't believe she still watches
she's
that show.
She's got the viewing habits of a 60-year-old woman.
Well, it's the hip one because wasn't it Millennials versus Generation X?
It doesn't matter. It's season 23.
I didn't watch any of it. I got back from my little guys. I actually went to a 3-year-old's birthday party. There is a chance I will. The next birthday party I attend for him will be his 18th. But I'm just saying. I mean, Chuck E. Cheese it was nice to look. There's so many levels that I can tell you that are wrong for me, Mr. 57-year-old, being at that birthday party. But I ended up sitting with one of the kids' grandmothers because that's where we belong. Put the old people over in the corner.
You didn't play ski ball or anything?
Yeah, I played ski ball. Always play ski ball.
Love
it. I can't go into that place without playing ski ball.
Too many ankle biters, too much sickness. And by sickness, risk factors.
Very significant risk factor. They don't have the plastic balls anymore, which was the true fecal petri dish. They have another thing, though, that I will tell you that he was on the mechanical horse, which now is a full-size, like, pony horse with reins and then a
video
screen.
You mean the size of our producer?
with reins and a video screen. And the only time I got hip to it, I realized I had the little canvas rein in my hand. And I said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is an E. coli symphony right here.
Yeah.
But he's fine. We're all... knock on wood, to the best of our knowledge, we are all relatively healthy for the trip to the Great White North. And, the timing couldn't be better. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to go up and see the fam and then get up to the Great White North. I'm very excited about it.
It'll be his first time seeing snow, right?
Right.
And it'll also be your first cold weather Christmas in forever.
And I'm looking forward to actually getting out of this studio so that we can do one show. Not listening to you guys talk like let's get right to the mailbag.
Mike, because it's not about you.
It's about, it's not about me. It's all really about you.
Packet drop. All about you. Packet drop. All the time.
all these things that I did.
All right, here we go.
It's all about you.
Let's get started, shall we?
Let's do this.
This Saturday, Super P1 Chris Berenger.
Berenger, yes.
He turns 40, and he is a huge vessel of total and complete awesomeness.
Wow.
Like so many men, Nick Donaldson would love a... are we going to a second one here?
Yes.
Like so many men, Nick Donaldson would love a birthday greeting from Jennifer.
She around?
Right. Let's see. She wasn't here yesterday.
Jennifer.
Jennifer! Oh, there she is. Ooh.
Hey, sweetie.
La la la. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, my God.
La la.
Jennifer.
La la la.
Whoa.
Hey, whoa to you. Yeah, I'm ready for love.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, are things decorated over at the Willow apartment?
Oh, I love the Willow. The Willow is the best, and I'm all decorated. Let's see. Nick Donaldson wants a birthday greeting from me, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Nick Donaldson, obviously you know who the best person on the show is. Her name is Jennifer Wisniewski, and she's Mr. Mike O'Mara's personal assistant. Yeah! Happy, happy, joy, joy, and happy birthday to you, Mr. Man. Doesn't say how old he is, does it?
No, could be any age, but then you're not picky.
Doesn't say his marital status, does it?
Again, you're not picky.
Doesn't say what he looks like, does it?
Again... not so picky.
Not picky!
Hey, question.
Yeah.
Are you going to make those anatomically correct gingerbread men again this year?
Oh, you bet your ass. Absolutely. Right. I call them Jennifer Wisniewski's three-legged gingerbread cookies.
No. Oh, God.
It should be special. Hey, Pony.
Yes?
Words matter.
They do.
Call me sometime! Bye. See you later.
There she goes. Right.
She looks good.
Yeah. That's always nice. Always nice to see her. Marion McKinnon turns 55 on December 26th, which is, of course, Boxing Day.
It is.
Is that the Canadian thing?
It's a more of a British thing, I think.
All right. Have a box birthday, Marion. Hooray for Dr. Susan Simon. She's an amazing woman. I wonder if Dr. Susan Simon vacations during the summertime, because if Dr. Susan Simon wants to go by the Whitehall Inn, she could enjoy some of the Whitehall's fabulous... fruit fritters.
The best.
Fruit fritters for Susan Simon. She's an amazing woman. A wife of 32 years, and she just had her birthday. Happy birthday, Doc. I wonder if she's a professor doc or a doctor doc.
I got the impression she's a medical doctor.
Doc Brown.
Yes.
An MD. We love our doctors. Happy belated birthday to Bob Hample, who used to schedule business trips to D.C. just so he could listen to us back in the day. Well, that's nice. I like that.
He mentioned that he used to pull off on 270 when the signal would fade until the show would end. It's very, very, very funny.
That's somebody who enjoyed the show.
Loved it.
Let's get right to the letters.
Yes.
I am writing to you after listening to show number 1662, the best show ever. The only problem was that I was riding my bike while listening.
Oh dear. No.
And had a difficult time staying upright because I laughed my ass off during the entire show. That was a special show. You see, I save a few shows for the weekend when I get on my bike. Pony, it's a 2016 Fuji Grand Fondo 2.1.
La Fondo.
Oh, I'm Fondo that.
La Fondo.
Yeah, so there's no need for anybody that's an expert on bicycles to comment on that. And do my Saturday ride. I no longer ride with the group as they don't look kindly on someone that will slow up abruptly with fits of laughter and no ability to contain themselves. Snobs. My son still rides with them, so I excuse myself and let the elite pedal their way to oblivion. Thanks for the laughs. Now get out and start pedaling, Mike. Don't let Pony's snobbery of bikes influence you. Chris from Clearwater. Well, I went to Pony with a commentary on the bike, and there was nothing. There was nothing. Do you know anything
about
that
bike? What's a
Fuji
Max?
I didn't want to be a dick about it.
Oh, wait.
Go ahead. Be a dick.
It's kind of the budget end of the road bike spectrum.
The budget end?
Oh, you know what it is, Mike?
Who says that?
It's a beautiful Kia bicycle.
It is.
You know, I get the impression when we ask you about your days selling bikes that, you know, everything you say is kind of Northern Virginia, because it's obvious to me that you and everybody probably in that store was all about, like, just selling the most expensive bikes possible. And even if it was a decent bike, if somebody didn't pay your grand touring, you know, Rape-a-thon,
like,
bicycle.
$5,000 bicycle, carbon fiber frame.
The Rape-a-thon.
I get the impression,
thank you, buddy.
Mike.
All right, very good.
One step
good.
Further, I'm not even yeah. sure it was a bicycle shop. I think it was a front for the mob.
I agree.
Because every time you ask him, he has the same answer. Oh, it's pretty good. Sort of a low end entry.
Yeah, low
mob.
End. Low end. Somebody look up. Hold on.
What?
Damn it.
The Fondo?
Yeah, look yes. up the Fondo.
Let's look up
how
the,
much do they
the,
run?
The 2016 like
1800.
Fuji.
$1,800.
That's a low end?
$1,800.
Yes. I mean, on a road bike, that's pretty low end. They're, road bikes are usually like 2 to 20,000. Like a good, solid road bike.
Me.
No.
Oh, he said no. That was a lovely invitation that he shut you right down on.
$20,000.
I mean, that's like
if
the tour
you,
bikes.
If you're riding a bike that's valued over $15,000, I'm hitting you. I'm hitting you when you're on the side of the road.
Mike, one of these D.C. councilmen that ride one of their fancy bikes
sure.
to work
right.
Had his bike stolen. It was roughly a $3,000 to $4,000 bike.
Wow.
But he had, you know, it parked in a little bike rack
sure.
in front of the building, and someone stole
man.
It.
Well, you steal them. Three
yeah.
or four grand, steal all you want.
He had that coming.
The last time I had something that cost, $20,000 had 2.5 baths in it. Like
yeah,
a,
really?
A house, man.
Seriously, that's silliness. Anyway, moving right along. Hey, it's my birthday letter. Last Monday, I split the uprights of my fourth decade on this good earth. And I've been a fan of your show for roughly 20 years. EGADS.
Half her life.
You don't get EGADS very often.
Not like that.
I'm halfway to 80. If President Obama, as one of the last acts of kindness in office, could send me off into my later years, that would be great. If not, I'll hang out and listen quietly to my Rob Radio from the TMOS Beer and Wine Enthusiast Club's Corner, respectively. Keep bringing the funny, please, and thank ye, Sharon Bailey of Felton, Delaware. I'm going to mention Sharon in the show later on.
Do we have to spin for the president?
We might as well.
All right,
I think
here
we
go.
Have to do that, okay? Presidential seal. Presidential seal. Presidential seal. There we go.
Oh, it's a winner. Absolute winner.
There it is. It's my music. I normally don't speak until I get hail to the chief. There it is, Barack Obama, arriving for the last moment. He is going to speak to Sharon Bailey from Fulton, Delaware. Happy to be here, singing Hail the Chief. I'm being replaced by a man with orange hair. All right, thank you. Thank you very
didn't
much.
Didn't know the song had words.
Sharon Bailey, it's Barack Obama. I want to say that... very knowledgeable in your ways of comedy by listening to TMOS. Thank you so much, very much. Hope you have a wonderful 40th. Many more. And just say a prayer that by the time you do get to 80, the Social Security system will be preserved.
Oh.
Thank you. And God bless. And also, a happy birthday whenever it falls to little Jabril.
Thank you. Jabril doesn't know he gets mixed up.
Oh, very good. This Sunday, my son Patrick Bateman. That can't be right.
No, it is.
That's just funny. That,
before we
oh
go any
God.
Further, Mike, do
oh
you want...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I went that. I read down to the bottom where they signed the letter. He really is?
Yeah. Do you want to hear the dry jingle or if he was on WLS? I have them both.
Whatever you want to play.
All right,
go for
I
it.
I like this one.
Patrick Bateman, WLS.
This Sunday, my son Patrick Bateman will turn 17. You like Huey Lewis? Since he was about 5 years old, his mother and I have stated repeatedly, when you turn 18, you have two choices. One, you can go to college, or two, you have to move out. Next year, he will come to a crossroads, and while he has been a good student, and we expect him to choose college, in the words of Judge L.A.U. Smales, the world... The world needs ditch diggers, too.
Oh, my God.
For their own kid. That's funny. Patrick is a great kid who has made his mom and dad very proud. Please remind Patrick to remember this. This is a great letter. When you are out there digging ditches, don't forget to wear gloves so you don't get blisters on your soft, never worked a day in your life hands. Happy birthday, Patrick. Please go to college. Love your mom and dad. And from my family to the O'Meras, Spiewaks, and Santanas, a toast to a Merry Christmas and hopefully, amen, a happier new year. Peter and Mary Bateman. That great letter.
Love it.
Patrick, you got parents with a sense of humor. That's awesome. Let me see. Editor's note. The next letter is exactly as received with no edits. Rob always steals me to this. I got to prepare for this one.
You'll like this, I think.
Okay. I'm going to read every word the way it's written.
As you should.
Hi, guys. This year's, I want to send birthday wishes to my husband from You Show because he loves You Shows a lot. I know my Ingles is not my best to express myself. Oh, Ingles, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
But I love my husband, and I do my best to send this letter to guys to tell him happy birthday. Okay, so somebody doesn't speak the language.
Right.
They're doing their best to write it.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, use Google Translate. I hope I do my best with my Ingles this year's. My husband's name is Craig McDougall. Thank you, please, can be possibly from Miss Jennifer said happy birthday to him. Sorry, his birthday is 12/21.
See, and I think maybe
it's unsigned.
I think her name is Jennifer. I don't think that was a call for Jennifer Wisniewski.
No.
I think she's saying her name is Jennifer.
Yes. Thank you, please. Can be possibly from Miss Jennifer said happy birthday. Can you please possibly say Miss Jennifer said happy birthday?
Yes.
Hopefully that's it. Let me see.
Look,
so,
from the only foreign man in the room.
Here.
I have received texts of this nature from my mom.
Got it.
And I applaud this woman. This angel
for being brave enough.
Yes.
For being brave enough to send a letter into a radio show.
I'm going to take a leap of faith and say that it is Jennifer who sends happy birthday wishes to her husband.
Hennifer.
Yes.
Craig Hennifer, who says happy. I'm just surprised her name would be Jennifer. To Craig McDougall. There we go. So we did that.
But with a name like Craig McDougall, I mean, that's not exactly a foreign-sounding name either.
No, but people can marry out of their race.
The thing is that this
but
letter...
But is Jennifer an Hispanic name?
Well, maybe she gave herself that name because Guadalupe was too rough on the tongue, you know?
And maybe she actually was requesting Jennifer, who's
already been. Yes, that could have been as well.
Could be.
But I love the fact that the first thing Rob gets, because there is comedy into that.
Right.
Is that... She could have written this, or she could have voice translated this on Google Translate. In my eyes, I'm like, this poor lady put herself out there for her husband.
Yeah, I'd like to think she's learning English by listening to this show.
Maybe.
A lot of people, Lev Nedkov.
You know what I think?
That. Yes. What?
I think we spent way too much time on it. Anyway, next letter. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns. Greetings from your number one fans in Athens, Greece.
Oh.
I would like to wish my wonderful husband, Dimitri Karagiorgis. I think I got that right.
Yeah, I think
Or Karagiorgis, or Karagiorgis. I think it's Karagiorgis.
I think you're right.
A very happy 54th birthday. Just renewed his bonus show subscription for his birthday present. Thank you for the endless laughter throughout the year because we get homesick, often living in this crazy, destitute, disorganized country called Greece. Thanks, and Merry Christmas, TMOS. Love, Lori Karagiorgis. She's the wife. There we are.
Don't you like how she put her title in
wife?
Yeah, in parenthesis.
Lori Karagiorgis, wife.
Wife. Sure.
I hope I got the pronunciation right. Hi, next letter. I was just wondering if you could give a great big happy birthday on the show for Brent Lee, a radio DJ nearing 29 years on air. Thank you for continuing to bring the funny for not only him, but for me and everyone else as well. He doesn't know it yet, but the bonus show is his gift.
Hey!
Thanks from Tara Annie Nunley.
That's great,
woo!
Isn't it?
Tara Annie, way to go. Nice job. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Moving right along. Hey, guys. My favorite middle child, Zach, is turning 13 on Saturday. Hey, how about you, Zach?
Zach!
His dad and I are proud of him. Straight A's so far in middle school. All-star in his football league. And a wicked sense of humor. That may be the best thing of all.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning into an exceptional young man. That's sweet. He's also the sweetest mama's boy ever. He'll hate that. Yeah, Mom, why'd you have to throw that in there?
And by the way, I think I might be the sweetest mama boys ever, so watch your step.
He'll hate that. I added that part, but secretly he knows it's true. Happy birthday, Zach. Zach got mad at me last year because I didn't send one birthday request for him. He's been listening to you guys almost his entire life, and all my kids look forward to their birthday greetings from TMOS. Since that letter was kind of sappy, can I add a request for the TMOS Happy Birthday song? Thanks, Lisa Womack Chad. Then let's sing Happy Birthday to Zach since she requested. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Zach, mama's boy.
Zach. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the Legion of Interns, my lovely wife and I are loyal listeners of TMOS, but here in Denver nowadays, most afternoons include a conversation between my wife and me that begins something like this. Quote, did you hear Pony's one-liner today? Or, can't believe Oscar's house is still standing. Needless to say, TMOS is part of our lives. My wife, Casey Olson, is about to turn 35. I spent all my money on a bonus show subscription and on Amazon via the TMOS tab. Therefore, I have no change for the imitation slot machine. If you would be so kind, a simple birthday greeting would absolutely make her week. Thank you for all that you do, and happy holidays. Sincerely, Ben Olson. Well, we do have kind of a policy here at TMOS. It's a policy that I don't even think the guys know, but I wrote it down because I thought it would be a sensitive thing to do. We have one character, if you do not have money for the slot machine, we have one character that we actually like to bring in to greet the person. And since this is for Ben Olson, we'll bring in the, I don't want to call it the charity character, but this is the character that you get.
No!
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 Don't have any money for the
stop it
TMOS slot machine.
Stop it!
I'm going to take the end of this sharp steak knife.
No!
I'm gonna cut my finger just so.
No! Don't.
Happy birthday, Ben Olson.
Oh, that was hard to do with
See
a
what happens when you don't have money? Person has to maim himself. Cutter comes
much.
In here. Disgusting.
Wow, who'd have thunk that one would have gotten me? Good day, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns. It's a Monday morning, and I'm exhausted. I've done most of my Christmas shopping on Amazon through the TMOS website. I've also re-upped my bonus show subscription, purchased Harry's razors, and a Vistaprint calendar. My check out finger aches. So rather than start working, I decided to write to you. In September, our father passed away. I'm sorry to hear that. During the wonderful memorial mass with military honors, I whispered to my oldest brother that he was now in the on deck circle. That's the line from my cousin Johnny. I love that. Which started the stifled church laughter. That is so great. That tends to get out of control. The trip was incredibly emotional. I can totally relate. My wife and I had to return to our home up north. It was 4:30 in the morning as we drove to West South Florida International Airport. We were both very quiet, alone in our own thoughts. As we approached exit 128, we saw a sign for Jermaine Jackson Arena. It's not Jermaine Jackson. That's funny, though. I'm going to call it that from now on. We saw a sign for Jermaine Arena, followed closely by a billboard for the Bass Pro Shop. Of course, both are O'Mara family fun locations. We began smiling and then laughing. All the emotions of the last few days spilled out. I'm not looking for a birthday wish. A fruitcake or slot machine provided voice mimicry. Just looking for your promise to keep bringing the funny for all of us that need our daily fix. God, some fabulous letters
good
today.
Good stuff, yeah.
Have a great holiday in 2017. Good day, sirs. I said good day. Jamie in Rochester. That's awesome. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to everybody. And enjoy all your birthday fun, everybody. And remember, don't get happy. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I discovered a great store this past holiday season, the Body Shop. Oh, my God. That is the perfect last-minute, thoughtless gift warehouse. You can shop there with your eyes closed. Grapefruit bath gel. Let's see, my mom eats grapefruit, she bathes. Boom. Nice bottle, no need to buy wrapping paper. Total shopping time, 9 seconds. But if you're going to send someone a present, send it Federal Express. Oh, my God, they're unbelievable. You call up FedEx, you're like, I have something on delivered. It's there already? I haven't even put it in the box yet. No, I'm actually looking at it right now. It's on my kitchen table. Oh, my God, it's gone. That was good work. What? My dad likes the sweater. He's trying it on. It's too big on him. You're going to fly him to Macy's to exchange it? But the receipt is sitting... Oh, thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Fiber Studios in Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and a radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us, but you never do. Anyway, we're online and on air and on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today's show brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Beachbody On Demand, the total solution for health, fitness, and weight loss. It's an on-demand digital platform that gives you instant access to the most effective fitness and nutritional programs ever created. Beachbody On Demand makes all your fitness goals achievable. Proven programs from world-class trainers, all accessible on any web-enabled device. You get everything. Oscar's loving his has for a long time. How do you do with your 21-day extreme?
It's actually 21-day fix for me, Mike, because extreme is a different animal when it comes to losing weight, and a lot of people have goals and they set themselves up for failure because they're going to say after the holidays, right? Because you're traveling, so much is going on. Beachbody On Demand fixes that. You can actually take this with you wherever you're going,
right,
and work out and hit a pace where you don't have to worry about after the holidays. You can do
Absolutely.
It now.
Yep, for a nominal fee, you get access to almost everything. Choose from resistance, cardio, yoga, dance, over 500 workouts valued at over $6,000 at one low price. And for nutrition, Beachbody On Demand has something called Fixate, a cooking show that teaches you how to cook meals that are healthy, delicious, and simple. Beachbody On Demand is a brand new service, but already has almost 1 million members. TMOS listeners can claim a 30-day free membership. What a great time of year to do that. Just text TMOS to 303030 and get 30 days of full access to this platform free. Again, text TMOS to 303030, Beachbody On Demand, and thank you. That lady in the mailbag from Delaware, Ms. Bailey.
Yeah, Sharon Bailey.
Sharon Bailey sent the little guy some books for Christmas, and I will tell you, when you can rhyme, you can rhyme. The Weird Al Yankovic book, the kid's book that he wrote.
Yeah,
is
what's it called? Do you remember what it's called? It's got a funny name.
It's out in his room. I'm not sure. It's about a little boy that wants to tell his show and tell class what he wants to be when he grows up, and it is absolutely brilliantly written. It really, and when, you know, I read, I'm a connoisseur of the children's books.
Sure.
And I will tell you, it was just so much fun to read that to him today. It was really
great. The funny thing about Weird Al is that, you know, the stuff that makes most people hate him, the overplayed songs like Eat It was enough,
right,
you know, drive anyone away. But he is a very clever musician, and his writing is very funny. He does one of the best things he does on his albums is when he does modern songs in different musical styles, like polkas. Like, he did
a
Rolling Stones polka that is so brilliant, but you never hear that. You just hear the other stuff.
I'm not a big fan of his music, but I really love the book. Yeah, what's the book called?
There's a couple, My New Teacher and Me and When I Grow Up.
When I Grow Up.
Okay.
Great. Really, really, really terrific. Rob Spiewak informed. Rob sends me care packages and
keys.
I don't know how long ago the books came in. So was that a Christmas thing?
No, that was when you were first, about maybe 3 weeks ago, when you were talking heavy about the books that you were reading him, and a lot of people sending books for a while.
Well, when did it come into us?
It came into us like about 3 weeks ago, I think.
He likes to wait about 3 months before he sends you a bulk package.
Well, what I like to do, Mike, is actually make sure you get your stuff. Mostly Oscar doesn't care. So, you know,
well,
it's sort of a wash.
Because I sit behind that board sometimes, and it's packages and packages. It's like someone's hoarding. I said, what's going on with all the stuff?
If you want to send it sooner, it's fine. Take your, you know, you can take that and do it.
Well, why do you wait?
Because I like it, I can put one box together with a lot of stuff in it and make it an easier trip. And also,
so it's a John Pop theory.
It is, and it's also a financial theory.
Let the show pay for it and send me stuff quicker.
All right.
There you go. That's the solution.
That's the solution?
Yeah, because a nice gift like that, seriously, I know you don't give a shit, but seriously, let me. No, but it's the truth.
I hate to bust you out on it,
but it is.
No, I make
it's
sure
it's not
you get...
for you, it's no, for me, so it doesn't no. matter.
Mike, look, I want to pile on, but there are times when I want to throw away everything that's back and hoard it underneath his console. And he says, no, that's for Mike. So we put up with it
for
the month.
I mean, something like a children's book when it comes in. I worry about time sensitive. When people make that effort to send along something, it should get to me.
But it was already presented to you when it arrived.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
You just hadn't received it yet.
You got
a picture of it, basically.
Oh, okay. So you show it on the show.
Yeah, we show it to you there.
But that I don't care about the stuff for me. I do care about the stuff for my little guy.
Okay. So let's send him the advent calendar.
What advent calendar?
No, but it really, getting back, I don't, Rob, do whatever you want. I don't care.
We like to send bulk packages.
I knew it was coming up because I had a couple things I was going to send you for Christmas.
Why don't you
delegate
that to someone? You hate doing that. You hate being the shipping person.
I do, but.
Yeah, I know, because I tell you the way you do it. I know the way you don't like it, and if you don't like to do something, you don't do it well. So give it to somebody
else
to do.
You know what? Rofo.
Give it to Rofo.
We never see him.
Nah, he'll come in to send a package.
Give it to any intern to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any.
And look at them and say, pack it properly.
Pack it properly.
Are you saying that it wasn't packed properly?
No, this particular one was, I didn't open it. Carla opened it, so I have no idea how
it was
packed.
I have
received packages in the past that were, let's just say, you know. That
one time.
Here's the way people
send stuff.
One
time something was sent badly.
What time?
I know exactly when it was. When I sent you the newspaper package.
Please admit it's not for you, so you don't care.
No, I care. I make sure you get everything, but I try to do it in a way that's efficient.
You just said you don't like doing it.
But it doesn't mean I'm doing a bad job with it.
Delegate it to one of the interns. Which,
they will do a worse job.
Which package was sent improperly?
There was a bad package when we had the article written about us in the Post.
Yes.
Remember when he crumpled up the newspaper?
I did not crumple up the newspaper. The United States Post Office f***ed me. Right up at a Brown. When they say, what can Brown do for you? I know what they did to my Brown. That's what they did.
No, I can't throw Rob out of it. Rob sent me vinyl. He sent me albums.
Don't even mention that.
Don't even mention that. I believe in balance.
But the thing is,
you can only find a box of fit records.
Oh, God, I got to get those things out to Mike. That's not the case at all. I want to make it one solid care package. Usually try to
you
send one about once a month.
You want to put it on the card at the same time.
So, wouldn't you?
Well, you know you do. You come on.
What?
You know that it's better that, like, when stuff comes in, if it went out the same day it came in, if people send it to the show, they obviously want it to be in
same day
whoever's
service.
Hands. If Oscar gets something, if you get something, if I get something, if Pony gets something, they want it to, you know, when they send it, they want it to get to us soon.
Why don't we give out your home address? So then we take the bottleneck out of the equation.
Every bottle has a neck, Mike, and I believe that is me.
All right, here we go. 1212 Mockingbird Lane.
Who's 1313? I thought
1313 Mockingbird Lane.
And do you have
Peoria, Vancouver, British Columbia.
And also, if you want to use your old address, I think it's still forwards. You can always get Mike's stuff by going.
Yeah, right. That's a great idea.
Mike O'Mara, North Pole.
No. Should I have a post? Would it be easier if
you
I had,
had
a post
office
box? It didn't work out.
No, if I have one down here.
You had one down there. And then
at Mailboxes USA or whatever.
Years ago.
Really?
Yeah. You hated it.
You said that experiment is over.
Yeah.
You got it
because you wanted presents. Yeah. I remember that. You said you wanted presents, so you're going to have a P.O. box.
And then you're as disappointed with what arrived to your house that arrived here.
To be quite honest with you, and I'm not being ungrateful, but
I think the quote was, the arrival of presents did not justify the cost of the P.O. box.
Or the effort.
Right. All right. Yeah. Well, all I know is the Sharon Bailey.
Yes.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Who sent the Weird Al book. Sorry it took so long to get to me. That's not my fault. And I wanted to say thank you for that. My son, I don't know how he enjoyed it, but Daddy reading it to him this morning before work. And I never read to him before work because I try to make it real clear that Daddy's doing his work. And I read this one, and it was just the bottom line. If you know how to rhyme, you know how to rhyme. And you know what? You get so many that are terrible, that have horrible meter, that people don't know the pace of rhyming and the way to do it. And this was, you know, really,
it's musical.
Really well written.
It's a musical thing. Yeah,
that's cool.
I love it. So Weird Al, I'm not a fan of, you know, Our Love's in Jeopardy. I don't love that one, but I will tell you, I lost on Jeopardy, but I will tell you, I love the children's book. So that's all.
That video is good, though, because it has Art Fleming in it. If you ever look
and
at it on YouTube, it's excellent.
What also came in the Rob Spiewak care package, that's another thing that's kind of gross. He ships, like, stuff with people's fingers on it and food at the same time.
Oh.
You know, it's kind of...
Were the, all, was the food
the
not cakes, sealed?
The fruit cake came in the same box as, like, stinky stuff.
Why would you do that? It was,
the fruit cakes are sealed, and then it was sealed in a Ziploc bag again.
How do you send the fruitcakes out to the listeners?
Actually, that is one thing that falls on the intern's shoulders. So,
oh, okay.
But they've, we've never had a complaint.
They get a flat rate box. It's actually a nicer package than what arrived to your house.
Yeah.
And it would almost have to be.
Yes.
By the way, Carla took them immediately, the fruitcakes.
Yes.
And they're squirreled away. She put them in her secret hiding place in the refrigerator that I can never find. And so they're gone. She froze one of them already. It's like hoarder, hoarder, hoarder. She froze them.
Maybe one of them is hidden in like a false bottom milk container, like you have to hide your valuables.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have not tasted fruitcake yet. Even though she, you know, I signed the will and she's trying to kill me.
Is she in the house today?
Yeah, she's here.
Well, you should definitely taste it on the show.
Hell yeah.
I'll never bring you a slice.
Hello, for the program.
Yeah, come on. Carla,
give the chef some feedback.
I've been it's been requested that I sample Carla. It's been requested that I sample a piece of fruitcake on the show right now.
Yes,
thank you.
Okay.
She's
that
got,
was the I'm not really.
She's got this
that request.
Pep in your step
right now. Yeah, she just looked down at Beluga and said, "Don't worry, he'll forget about it after the promo."
Let me tell you, she is. Should we take a break? And come back?
Let's take a break and then you can have it.
Yes. She's like in travel up north mode. She's out of her mind right now. We'll do this when we come back. Fruitcake time on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Here's a fun fact. An Italian study shows that women who drink 2 glasses of wine daily find their physical pleasure to be more intense. Am I right, ladies? Check out the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club because they knew all about it and they take in their daily dose of wine and TMOS. Go to Facebook.com, search on TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club and join today. Get that glass of wine in too because you want to make your physical pleasure more intense.
Can we
about
never
that?
Do that again?
That's a one
Marcus,
and done.
That's gross.
That's a one and done.
What that's nasty, Marcus. Come
Marcus,
on,
your wife is running for Senate.
Yeah.
You
Marcus,
can't
you wanna...
be that perv on the radio.
Take the horn doggy hat off. Carla, did this come out of the freezer? What? Come here to the microphone, please.
Yes, it came out of the freezer. We're leaving tomorrow.
All right. Okay. All right, thank you.
A slice of fruitcake will thaw in moments because of its high alcohol
leave it
content.
Over here. Well, I'll tell you
leave
about
it in
another,
the sun.
Well, I tell you about another food stuff. Sherry's Berries.
Oh, the best.
Yes.
No matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift. We enjoyed them this week, and I love sending them to friends. We're talking freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They start at $19.99. That is a 30% savings. You can double them. That's right. Double your berries
double
for $10
berries.
More. All you need to take advantage of this amazing deal is our code. It's TMOS.
Mm-hmm.
And they're massive. They're juicy. They are covered and dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness. Plus, decadent toppings like chocolate chip and chopped nuts. Sherry's Berries has more than berries. They've added amazing new seasonal treats. Christmas is only 10 days away.
That's it.
Oh, my
time
God.
Is running out, so choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Incredible selection. You can skip the crowds and hassle. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show. Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, then type and TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. Thank you to Sherry's
what
Berries.
What you making? Fruitcake.
You want me
what
to do this first?
Yeah, I think so, because that fruitcake needs a minute to thaw, I think.
All right, we have a letter for our fruitcake of the day. By the way, the contest we don't need to promote. There it is. We don't need to promote this because you are sending your letters to fruitcake@mikeomerashow.com, and we got tons of them, and we say thank you because everybody wants a Rob Spiewak fruitcake. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, greetings from the great state of Maine.
Hey!
I am writing to you to plead my case for the popular Noel treat known as Rob Spiewak's Fruitcake.
Mm.
2016 has been just a suckfest. My godfather passed away suddenly during the summer. I endured my 10th procedure to blast away incredibly painful kidney stones.
Ouch.
Ow! Ooh. And I spent my 18th year as a guidance counselor inside a juvenile correction center fighting a losing battle against those kids.
Oh, God.
To top it all off, I spent my favorite holiday, Halloween, purging my body of fluids in preparation for my colonoscopy while trying to hand out candy. Insert your own trick-or-treat joke there. As you may guess, I am desperate to end the year on a high note. My sea wife constantly derides my love of the show and my sudden outbursts of laughter. My saving grace is that... Is our audience getting funnier?
I believe so. Are. Yeah, I think
my
so.
Saving grace is that she has a sweet tooth and loves fruitcake. If I win, I would happily eat it and offer her nothing. Another
nothing. You
get a lot of those.
Nothing.
Thanks for making each day a little better. Happy holidays. Sincerely, Pete Hennessy. P.S. Mike, there is a new brewery in downtown Ellsworth called Airline Brewing. Check it out. I will. Absolutely.
Nice.
Let's call Pete Hennessy in the great state of Maine and see if he is available to
voicemail
accept.
Pete Hennessy.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't take your call.
Oh.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, and I have not stopped dreaming about eating fruitcake.
There it is!
Yeah! On their machines.
The tone. Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Pete, we like the answering machines almost better than we like the fact that somebody's home. Pete Hennessy, you are a big winner. This is Mike O'Mara, and you have won a Rob Spiewak delicious fruitcake from Rob, Mike, and Oscar. Merry Christmas. Enjoy your cake of fruit, and congratulations.
Pete, email me the same address. Email me your mailing address. We get it out right away.
That's a pick.
Merry Christmas.
Get your mailing address. We'll send you a fruitcake, Pete Hennessy. Thank you very much. All right.
That's great.
We are
and
done
Mike,
with
you
that.
Know, you're right. It is almost more fun when it's the answering machine.
I love it because people are, you know, everybody calling them for any reason is going to get the fruitcake. I love that.
Yesterday, I had to get a lot of addresses in order to ship these out, and I spoke to, I think, 4 or 5 listeners that I called up to ask for their address. Do you know, you said they're getting funnier. We have the nicest listeners in the world, and to everyone I spoke to yesterday,
I wouldn't say nice.
Well, no, I think that the ones I spoke to were pretty great, so I just wanted to say thank you
50,
all for being
50.
So charming. Well, you know what? 50 is a great, get you in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so
Rob,
thank you, guys.
She gave me an end piece right there.
That's good.
Oh, man. Nice.
Let me sample this year's 2016 fruitcake. Just bear with me.
Pony, can you check outside while the building's burning down to see what's going on, please? Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh.
Oh, it's no good?
I did that as a bit.
Oh, I was like, oh, my God.
I did that as a bit. I spit it out. That was a crime that I just did that. Hold on. Let me. Oh, they're as good as they always are. Oh,
you like it?
Maybe a little moister than they have been in years.
You know what? The trick is something we found last year, and that is baking to a set internal temperature.
Oh, yeah.
And makes a big deal because it doesn't dry out.
This all started when we were talking about how horrible fruitcakes were, and then Rob had counterpoint that he said, not the ones that I make, and we're like, well, why don't you bring one in? He started bringing them into the show. They were fantastic, and they are still absolutely incredible. Talk amongst yourselves. I'm eating.
Oh, I thought you were done tasting it. Oh, my God.
It's a
why
great...
Why can't he just take a bite and then tell us all about it?
Because it's too good.
I believe if you listen carefully right now.
God, this is the best one yet. I swear to God.
Honestly.
You make me proud.
I'm so used to one bite and then you just move on.
Right.
No.
No, he's digging
on. I'm dealing with a crackhead.
If you listen quietly, you can hear the clinking of chains as Carla's chaining up the freezer right now.
I could have done one bite. I chose not to.
It is really hard to stop. It is really hard to stop eating them. We've only cut into two.
You're licking your fingers. What is wrong?
That's so good.
We made them Thanksgiving weekend, and
it's so unique. It's such a unique flavor, man. It really is, man.
Man,
I like fruitcakes just like you.
What the reason that it has the unique flavor is we went heavy on black walnuts this year. This is a nut that you don't use a lot.
Boy, Manny, I wish I could give that fruitcake a good rogering.
Oh, Mike, man.
Have you ever been to Spain?
Twice last year. Why do we quote that? I don't know.
Would you please request from Carla a second slice? Because we want to make sure the vintage is correct.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to go off on just one.
Right. Don't have to try, Oscar's playing me right now. No, I have willpower.
You have?
Just do it. It's for the show.
No, I know it's for
the show.
You're
not going to taste until after you get back from the holidays.
I think it's important to exercise every now and then.
Well, she's frozen. She's frozen.
Little,
he's not going to have it until after the holidays.
Yeah, but you have to exercise a little self-discipline. I think it's important for the show. All right. Carla! Can I have one more slice, please? Wait, hold on. She's responding. What? No, she said no.
Mike, you might want to parse it out because, you know, the holidays are upon us, but they're still a distance away. And you don't want to be out of fruitcake before Christmas because, you know, it's only 10 days.
Oh, my God.
10 days left for Christmas shopping. 10 days left to fill the stocking.
All right.
10 days left for Christmas shopping.
Right,
gotta eat fruitcake now.
Hello there.
He's coming.
Hi there.
Hi. Did you hear what the man said?
What?
Only 10 more shopping days till Christmas.
Only 10 more shopping days till Christmas.
Yeah, so go out and get it today. Hi there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are getting ready for our trip to the Great White North. Crack of dawn tomorrow. Maybe, you know, I like the ease of booking this time of year because I have no problem getting flights. I have no problem getting flights because my flights leave at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So even now the little guy has started to turn a corner as far as sleeping, and that's going to be early for all of us tomorrow. So,
but you have a nice access to your airport. You're not far away from your airport, and your airport is easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like taking a 6 o'clock flight out of, say, John Foster Dulles International Airport.
The worst. Hey, let me just say this. Last night, blissful sleep. I am at the very, 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 very end of what was turned out to be like a 7 day to 10 day cold.
I mean, you sound good today. You sound
very good for a long time. But I had this middle of the week. I had this nagging cough that would literally wake me up in the middle of the night. So I'm talking to Rob yesterday, and Rob's, he's king of the chest colds. He knows how to deal with this kind of stuff.
Long may he reign.
And Rob says to me, if you got a good doctor, you can get what, Robitussin what?
No, Tussinex.
Tussinex.
That's the narcotic cough syrup. Yeah,
okay.
It's good stuff.
All I know is I got something with Tussin in it.
Rub some Tussin on it.
It was Tussin nighttime or Robitussin nighttime.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I swear to God, I have never. It's the same little cup they give you with NyQuil.
Right.
I poured the Robitussin, even though I said to Carla, she said, are you going to take that cough stuff? I said, to be honest, I think I've passed the window of hacking. I don't think it's there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, you know what? Just to be extra careful and maybe to get a decent night's sleep. It goes either way with me when I take one of those nighttime medications.
Right.
But I will tell you this. We went to a kid's birthday party, which is kind of a tiring endeavor. And then we drove through this little neighborhood that had all these Christmas lights. Kind of cool when a neighborhood where every single house has these bright lights. And we got home. I want to say we got home probably 6:45-ish. At 7:15, Carla says to me, are you going to watch TV out here? I said, you know what I'm going to do? She said, because I want to watch my Survivor. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the bedroom. I'm going to prepare now that the little guy is down for the night, and I am going to read a book. I will not turn on the magic box. She said, well, I'm going to watch Survivor. I said, well, I'm going to go and turn in, and you know what? I'm going to see how I do. So I went in, and I poured my little Tussin into the plastic
cup. Like 2 or 3 tablespoons. It's not that much.
I am reading a John Grisham novel, which is called Whistler, which is absolutely incredible because it's about Florida and casinos and corrupt judges.
Cool.
So I've got all, you know, 3 elements that I have personal experience with. Just kidding, Judge. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Totally. So the thing is, so I read this. I read for 5 minutes. And then the text on the page goes, so he slowly...
Been there.
Oh.
And I talk about, bam. The lights went out. I got up at 3 to pee. I got up at 6:45 this morning. Blissful. I got more sleep than I have gotten in an extraordinarily long time. I'm very, very happy.
And you haven't coughed once today.
Yeah, so it's the tussle. Well, no, I think it's gone.
In the middle of the show.
No, he spit out the first thing.
When I did the salad thing.
Oh, salad fingers did it. Yeah, but I
got to get the name
of this
stuff.
You don't count that?
It's like a pee break.
No,
I don't count it.
Because it's not there. It's not there anymore. And then when I got up this morning, I had a couple of like that, and stuff was there, and I'm done.
Well, the morning coughs, Mike, that's just being 60 years old. Or how old are you now?
I'm 57, a-hole.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. What's this?
We need to take a break.
Oh, the show's going too fast.
Mike, when we come back briefly, is it the news, right?
Yeah.
Before the
news? No, before the news. We have one more break.
This is perfect. One quick break. I got something to break for you, and hopefully this involves all of us in a good manner, not a bad manner.
Oh, good.
Something positive. Hey, it's the holidays. I'll take that. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. No more fruitcake for me. Damn it.
We have a bonus show.
He's
we'll see.
He's coming off his high. He's coming off his high.
Yeah. Life sucks. We'll be right back.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello?
Is this me?
Yeah. This was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yes. We do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Finding the right gift can seem impossible. It's hard to find something that's thoughtful, but also useful and practical. This is a great gift. Harry's.
Love it.
Let Harry's come to the holiday rescue. I love shaving with my Harry's. I just got my new handle. I love it. It's the closest, easiest shave ever. And the shave gel is the best I have ever tried, bar none.
True.
Harry's makes an amazing gift because it comes beautifully packaged, so it feels special. And it's practical because you shave every day. If you haven't heard of them before, Harry's was started by Jeff and Andy, two friends who were fed up with being overcharged for razors. Check out the razors you see in the drugstore if you want to know about overcharging. Mm. This holiday, Harry's has ready-to-gift shave sets, all at different price points, starting at just $15. They all come with a razor handle of your choice, shaving cream replacement blades, and a travel cover. And their Winston set includes an engravable chrome handle if you want to add a personalized touch. Plus, as a special offer, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter the code TMOS at checkout. It's a great gift.
It is.
Ground shipping for the holidays ends on December 16th, so act now. Excuse me. So go to harrys.com right now to get a holiday gift shave set, and don't forget to enter the code TMOS at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com and the code TMOS. Okay, have some more fruitcake, Mike. Very good. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Oscar said he had something that was
breaking
gonna
make
news. A smile. Let's see what's happening.
What's up?
Guys, you know, as far as the team is concerned, we all have our strengths and weaknesses, right?
This is true.
Amen.
And one of our strengths as a team is we know who to lean on for detail or for certain aspects of the business.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And for Pony Boy, we know that he's responsible. He knows a lot about the back end tech. He makes sure the servers are up and running.
Make sure everything works.
Everything
always
works. Yep. And Mike, you know this as well. He's walked you through some IT stuff, right? Know this, that if you're worried about your own personal safety and you're in a building, and you ask him, hey, there's a lot of activity outside the studio because we can hear it
from
fire trucks and sirens.
I heard the siren about 10 minutes ago.
So I texted Pony. I said, please go outside and see what's going on because we are in a windowless room that
sealed, hermetically sealed from the outside.
The building could be burning and there could be an evacuation and no one would know, right?
There was an evacuation once
and we missed it, right? So I said, Pony, what is happening outside? After you walked in and sat down, didn't text me, didn't do anything. This was his response. And again, we know who to lean on for our
personal
safety.
He's having a very challenging communicating day. He is.
Well, he's had a long week and he's got a lot on his plate that doesn't involve the show, right? And I've been riding him hard. Yes. No pun intended.
Not in a sexual way.
Not sexual. No. It's not that way.
As far as the ins and outs and nuts and bolts of this business.
Ins and outs, but it's not sexual.
Nope. Right.
He responds with this. And I ask him, what is happening outside? He says, there's a fire truck outside, but they all got out of the truck slowly. It doesn't seem to be an emergency.
There's like nothing going on. They all just kind of got out of the fire.
Were they going
leisurely.
To Starbucks or where
it
was
like it?
Yeah, a leisurely like trip to Starbucks. Yeah.
Now,
well, I don't know if they fly out of the truck.
Yeah, it's not Chicago
know,
Fire or Backdraft.
Backdraft, exactly. Yes.
Did you ask anybody in the building about what's going on?
Nobody even seemed to notice. They were all just at their computers.
To be fair,
working.
He's very shy, so he wouldn't actually initiate conversation unless someone was literally on
Is
fire.
Is there a fire in the building?
So
no.
I looked outside, and again, it could be a gas leak. It could be anything. Who knows, right?
You
could
be a dead person. DC with your creaking pipes.
Yes, yes, right? Mm. So it could be anything.
Right.
And look outside, walk out during the break before the hairy spot. And I look outside, there are now three fire trucks, right?
That's a lot.
It's fine.
Right outside of our building?
Yeah, but nobody's running, so I guess there's no emergency.
Exactly. No running. We're going to walk towards the fatal fire.
Maybe they're all leisurely walking because they're all lightheaded from the gas leak.
Is there a siren, by the way? Is there a siren in the building?
There's a flashing
there is
fire
a
alarm.
A flashing fire alarm, but again, we won't be able to see it in this room.
No.
It'll make for a great broadcast, and Mike, yes. You'll have to carry the torch, no pun intended,
no problem
as we go
all.
Up in smoke.
You know, and if there was
I'll
a blazing
be in the air
fire,
tomorrow, sorry guys, anyway.
We'll have to start early before the fire.
That's right.
I do know this.
Sorry guys.
If there
sorry
is,
guys.
Hey Jen,
if she there just is ducked a, your head in. Sorry.
If
about
there's
that.
A fire in this building, we'd know because the studio would be oppressively hot, unlike yeah. every other day.
Very true. Very true. But again.
What is the temperature up there right now?
It's again, the temperature itself is 23. The wind chill factor gives it a 14 degree feel.
So yeah. It's arrived. So the cold front, the Arctic blast,
the vortex
has arrived in D.C. today.
Yeah, and the wind is such a way that when I was on the Dulles Toll Road this morning, it was the kind of wind that shifts your car over a little bit while you're driving.
By
so
the
it's
way,
very
let me ask
windy.
You about your forecast in D.C., which is going to be different than mine in the Great White North. But I'm going to ask you this. They're kind of saying we're going to have this polar vortex blast
mm-hmm.
and then a real break and,
yep.
but then they're getting a little hinky about storm. Are they going into full we have no clue what's really going to happen mode yet?
They are sort of specific as far out as Saturday. They're saying Saturday we're going to have mixed precip in the
maybe
morning,
maybe snow,
that'll switch to all rain because it's going to be 50 degrees on Saturday
we're
afternoon.
We're supposed to get rain in Maine. The rain in Maine is really quite a pain on Sunday.
Will it stay mainly on the plane?
All I know is I'm trying to. Carla believes that we are going to the North Pole, but we're not. I'm
has
trying
she
to
ever
tell
been
her,
that far north in the wintertime?
No, she has okay. not. And to be honest with you, nor have I. But I know enough about the coastal area. When
you're from
in a coastal
away.
Area, it's not. It's more temperate than if you were to be up in Caribou, where right. they get a tremendous amount of snow and where the elevations are higher. So I'm trying to communicate this, but you know, it looks like if the forecast for 10 days holds true, we're not going to have a white Christmas.
That's are you taking
that's okay.
a bug out bag just in case there is an issue up there? Are you prepared for the survival from
that
maybe-
would be a no.
Oh, okay.
Pounds and pounds of jerky.
Well, no,
you know,
ideally,
it's not like I'm going
peaches.
Into. I'm not. It's not like I'm going into a lack of civilization. You know, we are 20 minutes away from. Well, it's yeah, it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
We've driven out there every time I think of where you're from, I think of two things: the
yes.
beauty once you arrive,
gorgeous, yeah,
right. and the travel there. The
yeah,
travel
it's
there.
It's tough in the summertime.
There
much
are
less,
so
yeah.
many more. There are so many unsolved mysteries and bodies in those woods.
That's right, Robert Stack.
Because,
real Robert Stack style.
No one knew that Mike had actually buried his entire family in the backyard. No one knew that was true. When Mike bought his chainsaw to cut down his Christmas tree, he actually was planning on dismembering all of his close relatives.
No, hey, it's going to be fun.
Has Kevin Ryder ever been to Maine?
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
The thing about it is,
thank you.
My family, the bulk of my New England family, is coming down here. They're coming down here. Yeah, they're coming down here the day after Christmas.
Do you ever get the impression you're just not liked?
Yes, most definitely. And could anything be more, you know, hey, we're back. And I, by the way, we've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? We have been talking about going to the Great White North. It's like, by the way, and meanwhile, they say, Mike's coming up here. He's coming up here for Christmas.
Time to scoot.
Okay, we better book something in South Florida. Please, get it done. Oh, I'm sorry we won't see you.
Bye.
We're two ships.
That's a lie. That's a lie. We have the greatest kids' day planned ever. Saturday, all the little ones. And by the way, the little ones in my family
are the children of my nieces and nephews.
Right.
That's the contemporaries for Michael in my modern family situation. And we are going to a concert from they're going to have a Christmas concert for the little kids at 11 o'clock. It's going to be beautiful. And then we're having a little family get together at 3:30. It's going to be kind of our Christmas thing. And it'll be wonderful. I think it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be very, very beautiful.
You know, we have a similar thing. Julia is the same age as one of my aunt's kids.
Oh.
Because she had kids. A lot of kids. So, you know, but it's great when the generations can intermingle like that.
Oh, breeders. You want to go to that Chuck E. Cheese to see breeders.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, as a matter of fact,
a lot of my people
might be over. What's that?
A lot of Latinos.
No, there weren't that many Latinos. But I will tell you, isn't
letting us down.
He didn't look in the kitchen.
I have it on good authority that two of the women that were there, at our birthday party, but two of the women at Chuck E. Cheese, the mothers, actually got pregnant again while they were at Chuck E. Cheese.
Was it from that horse?
Yeah. It was actually from the ski ball.
Oh. Yeah,
impregnated by ski ball. Anyway, that's kind of gross. We'll take a break. That didn't come out right. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
Yes, and Nicky Diamond is like the hair of the dog after a night out with the Hell's Angels.
Fantasy guy in the know.
The playoffs are just around the corner. There's only one place to get the best football analysis
from the prognosticator of Pahrump
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Best show on the network.
Brought to you by Pond World,
where you'll be treated like a king.
Follow Nikki on Facebook at Nikki D. Light him up.
Nikki Diamond, light him up!
Is that real Nikki?
Yes, it is.
Nikki did a promo.
Nikki, I think. No, actually, it was produced by listener Jim Amato, but I think Nikki might have submitted the work separately.
Let me tell you, Nikki will be on the
booth
show
work.
Tomorrow. Yes. Robin Oscar will be here. I'll be in transit, and Robin Oscar will be here with the show and Nikki Diamond on the Mike O'Mara Show tomorrow. Yes. So check that out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Now, I got the word that my Omaha Steaks holiday gift pack was delivered to my sister yesterday. I'm so selfish. I really am.
Without prompting, I had done the same thing weeks ago.
Right.
What you talked about, I had done the same thing because I look awesome sending it to my sister in Orlando.
Sure.
But now, since I'm going to be there for 5 days.
Now you look greedy.
No. When I get there, I'll be like, hey. Want to grill out?
Yeah, let's have steak. Seems so nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Let me tell you about the Omaha Steaks Family Gift Pack. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and you're going to get 77% off. They've got unique gifts. I want to tell you about the holiday gift pack that's exclusive for our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasas, plus 4 burgers, 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. They're incredible. That's what I'm kind of banking on her making. I've kind of hinted about that, but
sure,
you know, we'll see. 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet, plus 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart for only $49.99. omahasteaks.com. Enter the TMOS code in the search bar and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. OmahaSteaks.com.
News.
Yes, sirree, everybody.
Do you have anything on the Glover Park fire?
The Glover Park fire? No. They all died.
Don't all of us?
It's fine.
No. In a sense of irony, a pony would live.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Our country is suffering from a major whipped cream shortage right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I take full responsibility.
Apparently, the supply of nitrous oxide is low, and you need it to power the aerosol cans. It should be stocked back up early next year, but that doesn't help for the holidays now, does it?
Have you not already purchased your whipped cream for the holidays?
I don't do that type of
thing. I have.
What can you do? You might want to wonder. Well, you can either buy whipped cream that comes in tubs, like Cool Whip.
Not whipped cream, though. That's cheap.
How about buying heavy cream like they used to do in the olden days? And whip it up yourself, all right?
Delicious.
That's what you could do. It's delicious and good for you. Very good. John Mayer and Taylor Swift broke up almost 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But maybe all the scars haven't healed. Taylor turned 27 on Tuesday, which was December 13th. And for some reason, We really don't have exactly what the reason is, but everybody's speculating. For some reason, John Mayer just happened to tweet this. This is his tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, December 13th, maybe the lamest day of the year, conceptually. Now, everybody thinks that he's digging on Taylor Swift. You know she's a handful, and he's a noted dingleberry too, isn't he?
Yeah, but I mean nothing next to her. Because she's already writing breakup songs on the first date. You know,
he deleted it very quickly, and then he tweeted this. Nope, no, nuh-uh. People, I am 39. I am deleting those tweets. Come right at me for doing so. Absolutely no shade. Then he deleted that one, too. But he put it back up. He's out of his mind. It's got to be about Taylor Swift.
Of course.
Of course.
That's very funny. I thought that was very funny the way you did that.
And she can, like, eat and she could buy and sell John Mayer right and left, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like in the orchestra pit at award shows now. You know? The cast of Growing Pains was MIA Tuesday night after Alan Thicke died. Maybe they just needed time to grieve because they all pay. By the way, it's not a negative to me when the cast members or people that worked with a person who died don't jump out Greg Brady on television within 15 minutes, you know?
You really nailed it. What's his name? Barry Williams?
Yeah, Barry Williams, who was like 5 minutes. Oh, she was great.
Like my mother, really. She was everybody's mother.
Here's the camera. Yeah, thank you, Barry. I'm sure he was sincere. Maybe they needed time to grieve because they all paid tribute to him yesterday, including Leonardo DiCaprio, who had a brief stint on the show, which I didn't know. Here's Leo's quote. He said, quote, Alan knew how to harness the power of the entertainment industry to be a positive influence in so many lives, including mine. He had tremendous class, a huge heart. When Alan Thicke walked into the room, quite frankly, no one was cooler. I miss him already. What a sweet little
that's
thing.
Very nice.
You know, Leo DiCaprio, nice. Pretty class guy, too, himself, to do that.
That's neat. I like that. Steve Harvey will return to host this year's Miss Universe pageant. We all know that last year he botched it, but he owned it. And he's, I think, a walking, talking example. If you botch something and you own it, you can rebound from that. He announced the wrong winner last year. It wasn't just a slip of the tongue. He actually announced Miss Columbia as the winner. She got the crown, the sash, and the bouquet of flowers. And then celebrated before Steve awkwardly cut it and tried to explain that she wasn't the winner. And that it was actually Miss Philippines. It was a big, big deal.
Huge, yeah.
But he also, it was a big, big deal that went away because of the way Steve Harvey handled it.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. He is.
Now, the pageant might not have been thrilled about it, but they had locked him into a multi-year contract. That's speculation in that story. That's not necessarily
true. No one cared about the pageant until he did that.
That's right.
They're paying him more money than they've ever paid a host, so they're going to keep him going. The Miss Universe pageant airs live on Sunday, January 29th. Gorgeous plus-size model Ashley Graham. I've seen her. She's pretty. Rob.
I didn't do anything.
Rob. She's pretty.
Yeah, how dare
she
you,
She will
man.
Serve as Ding the... She will serve as the backstage.
Do you know that she actually this is brave for her that she's coming out and doing this during this whipped cream shortage?
Here we go. Okay.
Where is your horn?
Hey, look, he talked.
Thank you very much. A new survey asked people for the best places to hide presents so their kids and their significant other can't find them.
In my pants!
The survey was conducted by lamesurveys.com.
That outfit's still together?
Here are the five ideas that got the most votes. Number five, deep in the tool shed. Yes, everybody has a tool shed.
By the
Thank
way,
for that.
Don't Google that. That's a category.
Number four.
Oh, my God.
The back top of the back top shelf of your kitchen cupboard.
That's where you hide the fruitcake, I thought.
The back of the top shelf of your closet. That's
okay.
One.
Common one.
Here's number two. I kind of like this one.
Mm-hmm.
In suitcases.
Yes.
That's good. That's very good.
Yes.
And the number one, this is where they won't find it, at a friend's house. Do it at a friend's house. You know, I've heard people do that.
They don't have the best idea, the one that we've used every year for the kids, and no one in my family listens to the podcast, so I can say it. Once we set up the tree, you have the empty box that the tree is stored in. Put it in the tree box.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned trees, because in my family, we actually used to put the presents up in actual trees in the yard. Way up high.
What is that up there? Don't look, honey.
Tree house.
Right after dinner, Dad would, I, you know, 10 years, I remember my father always saying, Mary, where's the ladder? Thank you. And now a little something, something. There are a few holes in Santa Claus's story. Mostly, how does he get so many homes, taken care of in one night?
Right.
And when he gets to one, How does he squeeze down his chimney with his festively plump body?
Yes.
But we don't know the answer. Well, a physicist at the University of Exeter in England just figured out a perfect explanation for all of that that's scientifically sound. Dr. Katie Sheen, no relation to Charlie,
right.
She calculated that Santa has to travel at about 6.2 million miles an hour to get to every child. So he's going really fast.
Yeah, man.
According to Einstein's theory of relativity, objects that travel at high speed become compressed in size. Hey, here
okay.
we go.
Okay.
So Santa had an agenda. No, anyway, so that's how Santa Morrison. Fits. He's traveling so fast that he and his sack of presents temporarily shrink down so they can easily fit into a chimney.
Of course. Okay? Of course.
That's it. So that theory also explains why no one ever sees him. At the speeds he's traveling, light waves get squashed, and they become invisible to the human eye. But if you really want to see Santa, I have one word for you people.
What's that?
Xanax. Thank you. Happy holidays. We will take a break and come back with the Audio Ball and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Coney Island to the Sunset Strip. Somebody's gonna be.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Meara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Meara Show. Every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Got an idea for your holidays and you're getting everybody that's coming over. How about a little family togetherness with Blue Apron?
Oh, yeah?
Research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly three times more often. You get a big box of wonderful stuff. Everything is in there for you to make a perfect meal for the family and get them all into the kitchen. Let everybody have one task. Somebody has another. And for less than $10 a meal, you can make a delicious Blue Apron meal delivering seasonal recipes with pre-portioned ingredients. And they're all good. And they all take about 40 minutes or less. Carl and I are really addicted to Blue Apron. I think you know that. When it comes to variety, flexibility, ease, and getting your family together,
yes.
You can't beat Blue Apron. It's simple logic. It's fresh. It's high quality. It's better food. This month, you could be enjoying roasted pork and braised cabbage with barley and glazed apples, Thai green coconut curry with sweet potato and jasmine rice, or amazing brown butter and chestnut gnocchi with Brussels sprouts and pea shoot salad.
Mm.
And Blue Apron makes it great. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Before I play this tape, I will say this. She's okay.
Okay.
She's okay. They thought she might have really damaged her face, but she's going to be okay. On the morning show, the Feel Good's wake-up show, Good Day LA, they were doing a hot gift segment, popular okay. gifts for the year.
Yeah.
And one of their good-looking
spokes... Not gifts that were put in the microwave.
No. Red hot gifts.
I mean like physically hot gifts.
Popular gifts.
Popular gifts is what I should have
heating
said.
Heating elements or something.
One of their beautiful-faced women on that show is called Lisa Breckenridge, and she was demoing a scooter, an electric scooter that can achieve speeds of up to 20 miles an hour.
Really?
And it spun out of control.
Oh, on the set?
Yeah, and she drove...
That's really... Because when it happens, when they go down with that, that means they totally lose control, like, in a short period of time,
yep.
And it goes... Wee!
And she didn't hit the camera, but she hit some sort of, like, shelving or something by the camera, and she just took a face plant. But the thing about this, and people say to me, Rob, you have a dark sense of humor. I don't. But
this is Schadenfreude at its absolute zenith.
But what's really the best thing about this is the music that's playing when they realize she's crashed, because the happy segment music keeps playing during the crash.
All right, because I want to make sure we set this up the right way. She's okay now.
She's perfectly fine.
Was she okay at the time? Did it seem like maybe she wasn't
okay? At the time, it seemed like she was not going to be okay, which is why they probably should have killed the music. But let's just hear it, and you guys can make the judgment, okay?
We are ready
for the grand finale. What is it?
All right. Bring out my special guest. Something wonderful under every tree. From Route 66, the MAD, which stands for Mobile Adventure Design Scooters. They are electric. They go up to 25 miles an hour. They are amazing.
Oh, boy.
And we are out of here.
All right.
No!
Oh,
no!
Oh,
no!
Oh, dear.
No, stay. Just stay.
Am I okay?
Just stay. We'll take care of you. Marcellus, thank you.
So she's laying.
She said, oh, my face.
Yeah, anchors are so stupid.
She's laying face down on a concrete floor. She says, oh, my face. Oh, and meanwhile, in the background, sleep in heavenly peace.
I love that.
Glad to know that Lisa's okay.
That's good. I'm glad she's happy.
Two ladies in Alabama were looking for a place called Candle Supply. It's in a sort of a, it looked like an industrial section of town where they have those identical buildings in a row. And I don't know why they were taping this, but they were filming it. And they drove off of a loading dock.
Oh, no.
While they were looking for the Candle Supply place. Note that after they nearly destroy their car, someone comes over and asks if they can help. And the first question they ask is, where's Candle Supply?
What's the name of the place? It's Grandview Medical.
Keep driving.
What was that? I don't know. I just tore my car up, though.
Listen to the car.
What in the world was that? I don't know. It's like the bottom came out. It looks terrible. I don't know what's happening. It's smoking.
Do you know where the Candle Supply is?
They want their Candle Supply.
And they're also okay. So
Wait. Just again, they're riding off
a loading dock.
How did they drive off a loading dock? Where were they? In a warehouse?
They were in a warehouse district. And
it would be easy. Actually, it would be easy if you are on one portion of the higher portion of the loading dock.
One portion of the loading dock is
where the trucks back up into.
Level to the road.
And if it's level to the road, and if you're not paying attention and you don't look for the caution strip that's cartoon size.
You're going to go up it and down it again real quick.
But the beauty of that is these candle-making women...
Yes.
They drive off of a loading dock and they say, what was that?
And then they say, where is Candle Supply?
Keep driving.
They keep driving.
Yeah. Off to the Mensa meeting. Last night on NBC, Pentatonix, the a cappella group, had their annual Christmas special. And I'm not big into the that a cappella movement, but you have to admit their talent is pretty impressive. And it's not. That bass singer is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I know, and they're certainly getting attention.
They are, but
they're
that's
not as good as the Bellas.
All I want to do is
their flavor of the month, in my opinion.
I set
really
this
are.
Up because here's another acapella
sorry,
song.
Sorry, but
I think,
meant it, Pony. I'm sorry.
I agree.
There it is. Here's my Christmas spirit. It's like Pentatonix. Okay, enough with them.
You will
it's
like.
That's like the only group that ever sang an effing Christmas song.
You will like this better, I think. This is a organization called Fortress of Attitude, and they've done an acapella piece, and they call it Carol of the Comedians.
Howie Mandel and Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., Andrew Dice Clay, Jeff Foxworthy and Bill Cosby, Norm MacDonald, Robert Schimmel, Cheech Chong, Cheech Chong, Jerry Schenling and Alan King, Eddie Murphy, Dana Carvey, Richard Pryor, John Oliver, Sam Kinison, and Steve Martin, Andy Goldman, and Mark Marin, Martin Lawrence, and Freddie Prinze, Ray Romano, and Margaret Cho, Paul F. Tompkins, Robin Williams, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, Ryan Bose, Jim Gaffigan, Eddie Griffin, and Colin.
Beautiful.
Better, right? Better than Pentatonix?
That's definitely
That's cool.
Original.
It's unique.
That's fantastic.
It has been said that the first person to draw a correlation, between eating asparagus
boom,
and
boom,
having...
Boom, hallelujah. Boom, boom, boom.
a correlation between eating asparagus and having smelly pee was Ben Franklin.
Can I just say anything about Pentatonix?
Please.
Okay. It's singing. You know, it's used to be. It's what used to be on every Christmas song, okay?
Right.
Everybody used to do that. They used to have groups that came out and did that, okay? It's not that big a deal. Yeah. It's called harmony, okay?
Buy a Mills Brothers. Buy a Mills Brothers album, you stupid freak.
Fifth Harmony.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
Jeez.
So Ben Franklin noticed that when he ate asparagus.
Thank you for letting me get that off.
That's fine. It's fine. You know what? And if you really want to hear singing, buy the bonus package.
Amen.
Because you're going to get an album. They'll knock your socks off.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I didn't even get to it today.
Oh,
I'm going to be traveling tomorrow. Did he finish his
piece? Oh, yeah. Hey, why don't you play him something?
Can't play it because we're not done yet.
No, we're not done yet.
No. Why would you?
I thought you would have the clip, though.
Well, we
that's why you had me sing.
We had a small technical error yesterday.
So close.
Oh, really?
What happened? Very close. The tracking got messed up.
Oh.
So, because if you really want to, if you really want to pull the curtain back, Oscar won't sing unless he's actually singing along with Jose Feliciano. He won't just go against the track.
Oh, well, I have my standards, Mike. I'm not gonna pretend.
Those are his standards.
I don't need the help.
The thing with Oscar is he's talented in a lot of areas.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
All right. No, but to be fair, I gave you what you wanted.
You did, and that's
that is not on me.
No, it's on us.
Okay,
it's on us.
I gave him what they wanted. Through.
Yeah, we had a little bleed.
So did he finally get it, and then you and then it messed up?
Well, no, we did a portion. We did what I would call yesterday a test run. So
what they recorded, just tell them you f***ed up.
Okay, I did. Yes, I said we had a technical error.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, dear. All right, well, good luck finishing that.
Thank you.
No, it was great, and it was. And I appreciate, Oscar, the 20 seconds you gave me.
Well, again, I gave it to you.
You did.
You could have had it.
That's why I appreciate it.
Is he going to record more today?
Yes, he is.
Right. Very
beautiful stuff.
Now I'm not, because they're just going to f*** it up.
Stop saying that word.
Pony's going to do 150 edits anyway. Stop.
All right.
I demand perfection.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Looking forward to hearing
perfection you shall have. all right. We're late. Asparagus makes your pee smell. Ben Franklin was the first person to discover it. Turns out it has to do with all the sulfur that is acting in your body.
Well, there were people that probably discovered it. They just didn't talk about it.
Right. And well, Ben Franklin, but here's the thing.
Cavemen probably went, brr.
People said, well, did they eat asparagus? Did they even have hollandaise back then?
It was probably growing wild.
Wild. I want to tell you.
We're running out of time. I'm sorry.
But anyway, they say that if you don't notice that smell when you pee after asparagus, it is likely because of your nose sensors are different than other people.
Oh.
That it affects everybody. But if you say it doesn't affect you, it's because you don't have the receptors. Awful long way to go. Let's close with this. Oscar sang yesterday, and I'd like to play it now. No, I'm kidding. there is a new survey out about the duration of sexual activity.
What does that have to do with asparagus?
Here is the reason that asparagus makes your pee smell, Mike.
We've all been there. Another day, another pee. Status quo. And then suddenly, the aroma. What the hell did you eat? Sun-dried stink bugs? Pickled garbage?
All right, you don't need to play it. I can understand why you went it without it. I understand why you bagged it. Now you can go to the last song.
All right. Sexual duration, Mike. It's something we're all interested in, and the statistics may surprise you.
According to a recent study, the average length of time that human males engage in sex is 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey. And that time is even shorter when there's a partner involved.
That's true. Especially if he's had some wild asparagus. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you for the wonderful letters for our birthday request segment.
Woo!
Thank you. That was wonderful. Our mailbag was great today. If you want to send anything to Rob, it's 2Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And thank you for supporting our bonus packages, but we need you to do better. I won't lecture you, but please help.
For
Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.